This week on The Marquee, we've got Zombies in Love and Stallone back in action. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Nicholas Hoult stars in the romantic zombie comedy Warm Bodies. When a teen zombie encounters the girl of his dreams, he decides to break the tradition of trying to eat her brain and instead begins to regain his humanity. Warm Bodies won't hold up to much scrutiny from zombie enthusiasts, but it's a step above most rom-coms and should be a decent date movie for Valentine's Day.
Well, not a date movie as much as a dad movie. Fisher Stevens' Stand Up Guy stars Al Pacino, Christopher Walken, and Alan Arkin as a trio of retired cons who decide to relive the good old days. It's a strange mix of The Hangover and The Bucket List, but the cast alone makes it worth a look.
Sylvester Stallone stars in the revenge action film Bullet to the Head. When a hitman and a cop lose their partners, they form an unlikely alliance to get justice for their fallen comrades.
Opening at the Gateway, Renaissance man Dave Grohl directs Sound City, a documentary about the legendary Van Nuys, California studio, where artists like Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Nirvana, and others recorded some of the most memorable albums in the history of rock music.
In Resolution, what begins as a risky drug intervention for his friend turns into a terrifying ordeal as bizarre supernatural events start occurring all around them.
If you're already working on your predictions for this year's Oscars, you might want to check out the Gateway's Oscar-nominated shorts programs. You can choose from 5 animated, live-action, or documentary shorts. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Warm Bodies. Its zombie action, dark humor, and rom-com touches make it a fun flick for chicks and guys.
Agreed. As long as you don't overthink Warm Bodies, you should enjoy it.
Or if this first batch of February releases doesn't have you racing to your favorite theater, you can always check out one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Hotel Transylvania. This animated family comedy stars Adam Sandler as Dracula, a single dad whose entire world revolves around keeping his daughter safe from humans. So, when a human backpacker ventures into his monsters-only hotel, Drac is desperate to get rid of him. Loaded with both famous monsters and slapstick craziness, it's an enjoyably silly, spooky adventure.
After using digital cameras, security cameras, and 80s VHS camcorders, Paranormal Activity 4 has finally crossed over into the realm of extreme laziness. They're using webcams and iPhones to tell a ghost story. It's pretty much more of the same, and the mythology of the series isn't advanced much. If you do decide to watch it, ask yourself one question. If you were running away from a ghost, would you pick up your laptop and run with it facing away from you?
Well, equally unrealistic, but a whole lot of wild and crazy fun, Seven Psychopaths stars Colin Farrell as a struggling screenwriter who finds himself caught up in an unpredictable adventure when his best friend steals a crazed mobster's beloved dog. Written and directed by Martin McDonagh of In Bruges fame, it's random and disjointed and sometimes ridiculously clever.
Man of Steel's Superman, Henry Cavill, stars in The Cold Light of Day. Will is traveling with his family in Spain and is horrified when they are kidnapped by an intelligence agency that is desperate to recover a mysterious briefcase. Despite co-starring Bruce Willis and Sigourney Weaver, the film was given a very small theatrical run, nearly 6 months after hitting theaters in the rest of the world. Other new releases this week include the animated Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part 2, the indie superhero flick All Superheroes Must Die, Ethan Hawke's Flight of the Navigator, and the Die Hard 25th Anniversary Collection.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Seven Psychopaths. Fans of In Bruges waited 4 years for McDonagh's return, and while the follow-up doesn't quite live up to its predecessor, it's still a quirky comic caper.
As much as it pains me to say it, my turkey of the week goes to the Die Hard 25th Anniversary Collection. This is a pretty shameless double dip of the 2007 collection, except you get a bonus disc called Decoding Die Hard. What you don't get is remastered transfers of the first 3 films, or an unrated cut of Live Free or Die Hard.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the latest Tatum Soderbergh collaboration and a Bateman-McCarthy showdown. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
they drew first blood.